with us. He's the Guardian's Washington.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
On the topic of what Donald Trump had to say last night, David Smith is bureau chief. David, he went on for something to the order of about 20 minutes. Is there any possibility you might give us a bit of a précis of what it was that he had to say?
Sure. Although really, despite the high profile nature of this prime time address, the biggest takeaway in the end was that there was no takeaway, really. It didn't move the needle much or tell us much new. And in terms of that précis, perhaps most striking, what he did not say, he did not talk about the possibility of sending in American ground troops, which has obviously been a huge issue. He did not reference NATO, despite all those worries that he might use this address to perhaps even announce a withdrawal from NATO. And nor did he talk about his deadline of the 6th of April for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz or face severe consequences. And what we got instead was really a sort of highlights package summarizing what he's been saying a lot over the last few weeks in various off-the-cuff settings, that conflicting signal where he said strategic objectives are nearing completion. Almost in the next breath, saying, we're going to continue hitting them hard for 2 to 3 weeks and going to bring them back to the Stone Ages. He also reiterated his justification that Iran had been close to a nuclear weapon. There's certainly analysts who dispute that, but ultimately didn't really tell us much about how much longer this war is going to go on and what the exit strategy is.
I might get into some of the detail of that in a second, David. Just before that, give us a sense of the reaction, because I see Brent crude climbing by 5% and S&P and NASDAQ futures dropping by around 1%. Nikkei also dropping, Hang Seng likewise.
That's right. If it was an attempt to calm the global energy markets, it did not succeed because, as you say, the price of oil is going back up again. It's really extraordinary how we've seen over the last few weeks one man's utterances can move markets so dramatically. Obviously the oil market really hoping the end comes sooner rather than later. In terms of political reaction, it was, as you would expect, in a very partisan atmosphere. Republicans are praising this address for bringing clarity to the war, and Senator Lindsey Graham in particular really hailing it as one of the great speeches, whereas the opposition Democrats scathing in their response, describing Trump as unhinged and disjointed and failing to provide the rationale that everyone was looking for.
Well, can we get into some of the detail, therefore, that sentence about, now he's said it before, but we will bomb them back to the Stone Age where they belong. For any world leader to say that about a nation with the implications, with the clear implications that has for the civilian population, that's not talking about military targets, that's not talking about rendering their navy or their air force incapable of attack, that is talking about demolishing their civilization with massive implications for the people of Iran. Has that not caused some kind of ructions in response?
No, I'm glad you mentioned that because I think that's one example among many where the rest of the world hears it and is rightly horrified and just sort of finds it so stunning that a US president would use such language. But I have to say, within the US, I fear people have become numb to it and inured to it. And a phrase like that, people just sort of shrug and say, well, that's Trump, even though, yes, the implications are staggering, and they perhaps say a lot about his worldview and how he regards a country such as Iran and doesn't pay much attention to its own historic civilization, which obviously goes back much further than the US. And again, in this address, he did raise that prospect of, if Iran fails to come to the negotiating table, then the US could target its energy infrastructure, which would potentially plunge millions of people into darkness. And I think human rights groups will be watching that closely. Trump has, in the last few days, sailed perilously close to really advocating war crimes in Iran.
Oh, I think perilously close might be to do him something of a credit. It's hard to see how overt attacks on civilian infrastructure are anything other than in breach of the Rome Protocols and the Geneva Convention.
Indeed, and because of course he also raised that issue of that potential attack on desalination plants, which could potentially deny Iranian civilians drinking water. I think we're also hearing remarkably little about what's the civilian death toll in Iran, and that's partly because the Iranian government has shut off the internet, but it's certainly a subject that Trump does not want to talk about. And you know, as we saw with George W. Bush in Iraq 20 years ago, it does make you wonder, you know, when this conflict is over, will there be international lawyers, people at the International Criminal Court and elsewhere raising that issue of just the legality of Donald Trump's actions here? And is there any way to provide some sort of accountability?
David, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's David Smith, who is The Guardian's Washington Bureau Chief. And one of the things that was evident in Donald Trump's address last night was that the reopening of the Straits of Hormuz, in his view, is not an American problem. It is something that the rest of the world can deal with if they want, which has significant implications for the price of oil, also significant implications for the supply of oil and the supply of jet fuel. And as I say, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will be with us a little bit later in the program, and we can get his view about the government response to that crisis and to ensuring the continued energy supply to the country. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.